This is the Midwest Happy Hour. Cheers!
No yelling into the microphone.
Okay.
Okay, good job. Say hello.
Yeah.
Scoot over. Come here, Bubba. Oh, There you go. Sit on the outside. Good idea. He's like going.
Hi.
Say welcome.
How are you doing?
Welcome to the Midwest Happy Hour.
Thank you.
Can you say hello? This is the Midwest Happy Hour.
Hi.
Hey.
Can you say Midwest?
Midwest.
Happy. Hour.
Hour.
Good job. What do you want to say? You want to say, I like monster trucks? What else? What else were you saying? Were you saying that smoothie is cold?
Yes.
Yes. How cold? Ice cold.
Ice cold.
Oh my god. I don't know how you can yell into that and be okay after that. Can mommy talk? Is it mommy's turn?
Is it my turn?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to go watch your monster truck show?
Yes.
All right, okay. You go watch your monster truck show.
Okay.
I love you.
Love you.
My turn. Thank you. I love you.
This?
Yes, thank you. Wow.
You're great. Hello and welcome to another episode of I'm Gonna Have to Podcast with Graham in a year.
He's so funny.
Yeah, he really is.
Oh.
Hi.
No, oh, you're no. Watching monster trucks. Okay, can you have one last word?
Give me headphones.
Jeez. How are we gonna do this?
What do you want? What do you want?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Let's race.
Okay.
Go race. Go race, Graham.
Okay.
Go race.
And drink your smoothie.
Drink all your smoothie.
Okay, so we're gonna see how this goes. It's gonna be how it's gonna be.
It's morning. I'm having coffee.
Mm-hmm. And I'm having a smoothie.
You need help?
He said he's hungry, Mama.
Oh, eat your smoothie.
No.
Your cinnamon roll's on the counter.
Mom.
Oh my god. You're never the baby. Jesus, are you trying to kill me? I put the headphones on the mic. What's everybody been doing? I've been traveling yet again. Oh, did everybody see Frankie Muniz drives a NASCAR race car? Actually, he drives an Xfinity car, and he got wrecked out. It was kind of sad, but it's just kind of fun that he's living his best life. From Malcolm in the Middle to wrecked in the back of the field. Poor Frankie Muniz. He's going to be a pain. Give him a cookie. Oh wait, I forgot we can't. I don't have anything to throw at him. Huh? Oh my god, am I gonna yawn again? Did that work? Watch out for the car. Hey, do you remember Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah, he's doing NASCAR.
He races the Xfinity series.
Cool.
He got wrecked out. I know. It was fun. There was a lot of racing on Monday. NASCAR started at 3:30, and then they raced the Xfinity race afterwards. I think it started at 9:30. Yeah.
Yikes, how do you stay awake for that? Like, to drive.
Oh, you mean, well, so only a couple racers also race the Xfinity.
I just don't understand late games, late races. Like, your basketball game doesn't start till 9 p.m.
People stay up late. Like, it happens.
What have you been doing all day just waiting the anticipation?
You sleep late, and then you get up late, and then you're good. Mm. You're good. It's fine. I used to do it all the time. I would stay up late. I would wake up late and stay up late. Is it me?
I don't know. I need to water both of them. Remind me.
Water your plants.
I need to water them.
Boy, your fig is like, hey-o. Oh, did I tell you I saw a thing where people have been, they like shake their fiddly fig to like stimulate wind outside to make the stalk stronger, and I'm just like, I'm not gonna become that guy where I'm shaking my plants.
I'll do it when I water you, how about that?
Yeah, I don't, I'm not even, no, because I'm not gonna explain, like, oh, I'm shaking it to give it the stimulation of being in the wind.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm thinking about putting more of my plants outside during the summer, though, and just seeing what happens. But I also feel like the front of my house is kind of like the outside.
Yeah.
A little bit, as long as the AC ain't blasting. But I can also, like, close that door off and open it up.
Yeah.
Close the vents.
Mm-hmm.
I can do whatever I want. It's my own house. I can have the windows open and the air conditioning running.
You sure can.
It's called being an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, everyone. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know, you can do that. You can do whatever you want.
You sure can.
Yeah. Like, go stay at your cousin's house.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun. It was like Airbnb, but not Airbnb. We ate out the whole time. Did not cook one meal. Dude, we ate at Dickie's Barbecue. If you're in Clarksville, eat Dickie's Barbecue.
Clarksville, Tennessee, everyone.
Or Kentucky. There might be one in both. I mean, a Dickie's Barbecue. I know Clarksville's in both Tennessee and Kentucky, but yeah. Dickie's Barbecue is good.
Good to know.
Yeah. Delivery only through DoorDash, though. They wouldn't deliver through the regular restaurant, so cost me a fucking arm and a leg.
Where else did you guys eat?
We ate at the Black Horse, which was delish. I had the Hangover Burger, and it had fucking Bloody Mary aioli. Out of this world. It was so spicy. I was sweating my balls off. What else did we do? We had Papa John's, which is always like a classic.
Right.
Oh, we went to Lassiter's Coffee, I think, for breakfast, and they had breakfast sandwiches, and they were fire. Like a muffin with sausage and egg and cheese. It was like so good. You know how sometimes you get English muffins, like when you order for breakfast and they're shit?
Yeah.
You know, like you can tell they've been frozen or something. Like, no, this was fantastic. And then we also had Dutch Bros Coffee, because they were, Lassiter's wasn't open on Sunday. Dutch Bros is like a franchise that's moving on up into Illinois area. Oh, that's funny too. So we're at Dutch Bros getting coffee, which is also hilarious, because like Patrick always gets nervous when I go to order. He's like, make sure that you order it. I don't know what you fucking want, because I always want something like, I want an iced chai with light ice and oat milk and a pump of brown sugar and a shot of espresso and cinnamon sprinkle on top. But then there's a Whataburger next door, and he was like, oh shit, they serve breakfast, like I want breakfast, let's go to Whataburger. And we pull up, and it's just Patrick and I, you know, and he's like, can I get the, like, whatever, it was like a breakfast bowl, he's like, just the bowl, I don't want the meal. And she goes, or first she said, what's the name? And he said, Pat. And she goes, Matt? And he goes, no, Pat, with a P. And she was like, oh, okay, I think I knew who this is. And, and then he orders like a breakfast bowl or whatever. And he was like, just the meal, or he's like, just the entree, not the meal. And she goes, oh, definitely, this is who I think it is. And then he ordered like mine, and he goes, just the sandwich, not the meal. And she was like, okay, Pat, like, I see you, good to see you again, like, pull forward. And so we get up there, and she goes, it's so good to see you. Like, and I'm like, are you coming down here like while I'm dog sitting, and you're like staying at Calvin's house, bringing bitches over and taking them to fucking Whataburger? And this lady's like, and it was so funny because she was so into it, like, it was not even worth it to go, like, you don't know me,
right?
You know, like, right. You've never seen me. That's before funny. In your
do
life.
You think she just does that?
Patrick was like, somebody hit the dab pin too many times this morning, I think. Also, it's like 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's like 8:30 or whatever. It was just kind of funny for her to like stick with it the whole time.
Yeah,
like, you definitely. Also, that Whataburger just opened in like October or something, so we've never even been there before.
Right? Like, oh gosh,
Illinois funny. Plates. Patrick doesn't drive a truck that like a lot of people are driving, especially yeah. His topper is like a different color or whatever. You know, it's mm-hmm. like it was crazy. I was like, are you seeing someone down here in Tennessee, and you're bringing hilarious. Them to Whataburger?
Yeah,
she was fully like. Have a great day. Yeah. I knew you were going to order that. You never order the meal. We're dying. We're like, what is going on?
That is hilarious.
Yeah, it was. It was funny. I was like, watch, we're going to pull up to the window, and she's going to go, oh, I've never seen this girl with you before.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, that didn't happen. But so yeah, we had Whataburger breakfast. It was fucking good.
Yeah.
What else did we eat then? Oh, then we went to Mr. Billy's, which was like a nice little recommendation from Calvin, like a nice little divey kind of, but it was obviously like nicer. Like they built a place like across the street from where they originally were. Yeah. Dusty said she'd been there. Dusty met us there for food. And she was like, definitely I've been to the old Mr. Billy's, like during COVID they were like open. And she's like, fights happen. I was like, of course Calvin would fucking recommend this to us then.
Gotta listen for the beep for those cookies, because it's about time.
Okay.
But,
Google Calendar.
Hmm.
Electric bill due. Hate that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I have a pimple forming here.
No, say it isn't so.
It is.
What kind of TV you been watching?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
Absolutely nothing, because, well, I take that back. I really have just been catching up on my Real Housewives, because, guys, I feel like garbage, so I go to bed with Grant, and do you think I'm watching anything other than kid shows? No.
There's the beep.
Yeah, and then I'll continue, and then we can...
Real Housewives. Real Housewives of... Potomac, New York, Beverly Hills, Salt Lake City, Miami. How many more can I name? Oh, my favorite was Mob Wives. Is anybody on TikTok seeing, like, okay, I have, like, I'm just scrolling through, and it's what's her face from Mob Wives, and she's doing these TikTok lives, and she's like doing giveaways and stuff, and I'm like, are you, like, because I know people make money off TikTok Live. And it's like, I just wonder if she's hurting for money. It's weird. What's up, Bubberoni? Are you drinking your smoothie?
Are you eating your goldfish?
Are they in your mouth right now? Yeah, that's called seafood. Get it? Goldfish. Seafood. Go drive your car. Okay, fine. Fine.
No, so I...
Which Real Housewives?
Okay, let me back up. Because I have been feeling like absolute garbage. And taking care of toddlers on top of it, like, it just has been a lot. And I kind of just, like, broke down on Tuesday. Yeah, no. Maybe it was Monday. And I just started crying to Flint, and I was like, I'm just tired of feeling like this. I'm just tired of feeling like this. I feel like garbage. I feel like I can't do anything productive. Like, I think I'm depressed. This is awful. And he he was like, okay, so I'm going to take the kids. And so all this week, when he gets off work, he just takes the kids for a few hours.
Yeah.
He goes and does something. And then I'll, like, just lay in bed and watch a show and fold some laundry or something.
Bubba, that's not a toy.
Please don't mess with that.
It's not a toy. Your toys are over there. There's a monkey on the chair. That's for you. This is not a toy. It's not a toy.
Play you.
What?
Play you.
Play with you.
Oh, go get a car. Bring your car over here.
Bring a car over here.
Yeah, go get a car. No. That's not a toy.
Go get a car. Can you show the people your cars? Go get some of your cars.
And then you can show it.
Or your trucks.
Bubba, it's not a toy. It's our microphone. It's not a toy. Crazy pants. Go get a toy, please. Is that working? Him taking them out of the house?
Yeah, I feel a lot better that I just get, like, time alone.
Yeah.
And by the end of the day, I feel like garbage anyway. So it's like, I just want to lay down and not do anything. And alright, come play with me.
We don't have any toys up here.
And, like, when you feel like garbage, it's hard to be excited for anything and, like, motivated to do anything.
Right.
And it's like, I just don't know how I'm going to have four littles, how I'm going to be able to raise them. Like, I have been feeling very overwhelmed, like a roller coaster of emotions. I know everything's going to be fine and everything's going to work out. And I feel this because it's unknown.
Right.
Like, what it's going to look like and how it's going to be. People have kids all the time. Like, it's
going to have kids all the time.
It's going to be okay. I just, like, I think because I feel such, like, garbage, I just mentally was like, I cannot do this. And then I feel guilty for feeling, like, kind of depressed. Like, I don't want to be pregnant anymore. Not that I don't want to be, like, pregnant. I just don't want to feel like garbage. But then I feel like, what if something happens? If something bad happens, it's because I felt bad.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I thought negative thoughts.
I don't think that's OCD behavior or something.
I know,
like that.
But now I'm, like, stressed out that something bad is going to happen.
No, don't touch that. Oh, sorry that you have a million toys to play with, but you want to touch our stuff. Then go and get a toy.
Yeah, go grab a toy and we'll play. Go grab a toy and we'll play.
Ram.
And so I've just had a roller coaster of emotions, but again, it's gonna be okay and it'll be fine, especially once I start feeling better, then it'll be good. But that I've been using the time that Flint's been giving me to just catch up on my shows. And hey, please don't touch that. Graham, go get something.
Go get a toy. That's not a toy. Okay, go get a toy. Stop doing that.
Oh, this is gonna be last year.
Mommy! He did not want to play at all previously to this happening. Do I have any good quotes? Oh, Patrick sent me a snap. Oh, it's a rainbow. I love it. Cloud seeding. I need to look into that more. You only get one day every day. I forgot. I did have a new one. You're crazier than a front door has been making me laugh. Oh, fuck. I'm alive. What's happening? Let's play. Stormed last night. It is February. I don't want that anymore. Bucky the Beaver, everyone.
Give him cookies so I had to make another one.
Cookies fix everything. I have another quote before you go on about your Real Housewives. It was funny. It made me laugh. My dad, we were like, everybody was just like talking about like back in the day, mom used to like make my clothes or whatever, you know. My dad goes, my mom used to cut holes in the bottom of my pockets too. And he like kind of just like said it. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Why? And he goes, so I had something to play with.
Jeez Louise, Todd.
I was like, Dad, inappropriate. Mm-hmm. I thought you were like he played it off so well too, like he was really gonna,
right,
like he was gonna say something fucking sentimental,
right? But that's hilarious, because as soon as you said that, my first thought was so,
so he has
helmet to prove.
Yeah, so that's hilarious.
He was like being innocent.
Yeah,
I was like, you're not innocent at all.
Beep.
Real Housewives of,
yeah, so I've been catching up on Beverly Hills, Miami, and
what's going on in the world.
So Miami is kind of like my one where I like it, but like it whatever. I really don't like Larsa Pippen. She looks nothing like she used to look.
Oh no, like, she's messing with her face and stuff.
Oh yeah, completely messed with it. She's was like friends with the Kardashians until like all of the face is gone.
Don't do
her
it.
Her entire face does not look like her face anymore.
Like, you know what?
I'll just show you like before and afters.
Like, you're gonna
and she's
have a
like
kid.
Mean. She's kind of like a mean girl.
Ugh, that's yucky.
And she acts like she's a girl's girl. Like, no, like you say mean things.
That's not very and womanly
then,
of you.
And then, so like, whatever. But Beverly Hills is one of my favorites. It always has been. And I love Kyle Richards. And she's going through like a separation right now with her husband. They've been together for like 23 years.
Ooh.
And like this season she doesn't really talk about it much, like to her friends, but she does talk about it in her confessionals.
Yeah.
And like there are clips of her and Mauricio chatting about it.
Yeah,
like just how they're just in different places, like they've grown so much in 23 years, and like his business has taken off.
Bad time to get divorced.
And Kyle feels like he puts all of his time and effort into his business and not into their relationship. And
well,
so it's kind of like at that,
yeah,
point. People right. think that there's more going on.
Could it be, is that part of like where people are drinking too much and stuff, you think, behind the scenes? Or because I feel like we talked about that before.
No, not like with him.
No.
Not like, so Kyle stopped drinking.
Oh, okay.
And so she's just in a new stage of life.
New face, new me.
No, she looks
her
fine.
Her face is fine.
Her okay, face is fine. She did get her nose done, but she broke it on set of Halloween.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's not good. I don't like that.
And so they went and fixed it, and she was like, okay, well, while you're in there, can you just
shave her off a little bit. Yeah, make her look all cutie. I'm going to sneeze, I think.
So, but, like, people are, like, coming for her and being, like, mad that she, like, her friends, like, on the show are coming for her in, like, the sense of, like, you weren't being honest the whole entire season. And she's like, just because I didn't want to talk to you guys about it.
Like, doesn't mean I wasn't being honest. Because she was,
I get that. You've been together for 23 years. You're trying to figure it out with him before you, like, tell your friends about it.
Right. Yeah. I'm not just going to be like, hey, I'm getting a divorce. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah. Like, but she does even have, like, a few conversations with her friends in the sense of, like, she's like, I just,
hey, no, we be quiet. Go roll your car around.
Go eat your cookie.
He's like, I am right here, right now.
But besides that, like, I don't, like, watch much else.
No.
But we were just talking about the
Idaho murders.
Yeah.
Case. And documentaries.
And I watched the one that was on Max. Yes. And it was good, but there's, like, it just kind of ends because obviously he has not been
prosecuted
yet. Yeah. And that happens, I think, in March.
Yeah.
But it's, like, the stuff that they have against him, I'm like, how did he not do it? And the stuff that he did, like, it's weird that your phone, you were driving to that town, it pinged that you were there, all of a sudden your phone turns off or you go on airplane mode.
Random.
And then at the same time, like, the timeline based on where your pings were before and after is weird. Because it happened at 4 something in the morning.
Right.
What were you doing at that early in the morning?
Right.
Why did you change your license plate right after?
You're weird. Also, you're a weird guy. You're a weirdo.
Like, you were in, like, criminal justice or whatever.
And posting, like, how did you get away with murder?
But then you were asking criminals how they, like, tips on how to get away with murder.
Not good.
It's almost like he wanted to be in law enforcement, right? But then, like,
he was, he's like, actually
mentally not well, so right. He was then thinking,
you know, it'd be fun as if I studied criminal justice and then became a fucking perfect criminal. but
you know, you're obviously not a perfect criminal.
You're a murderer.
But you know what's also weird to me? It's like, why did he pick them? And why didn't he go into all of the rooms and murder all of the students?
Well,
besides, there's two survivors. He just didn't go in the room. And one of them opened the door and saw him.
Right.
But, like,
he was, like, talking to that one girl on Tinder or whatever, though. It was, like,
see, that did not come out at all in that documentary that I watched.
And it might be inaccurate information. But it was something like that, that he, like, one of the girls was, like, talking to him, I want to say, on like Tinder or something. But I watched,
but look at your face in the mirror.
Yeah, it's hilarious. You have chocolate on your face. You have chocolate on your face.
Go look in the mirror.
Yeah, use the stool. But I watched the one that was like hashtag cyber sleuths. I think it was on Paramount Plus. And it was about these two crazy ladies. One of them, her name is Bullhorn Betty, which is not her real name at all. Her name's not Betty. Her name is fucking something else. But they call her Bullhorn Betty because, and she keeps saying the word boots on the ground. And it drives me up the wall because I'm like, you're a random lady who obviously has nothing better to do than, like, get on the internet and investigate crimes that are happening. Like, she was at the Laundrie's house when Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie screaming at his parents through a bullhorn that was, like screaming at these people. Yeah, and that's how she got her name, Bullhorn Betty. She, like, posts on live all the time where she's, like, she's boots on the ground, like, yelling, you know, at these, like, how dare you hold him, you know, and it's like, you're not a cop. Please stop.
That's weird.
So her and this other girl that are, like, investigators, quote, on TikTok, they go boots on the ground to Idaho to try to, like, figure out these murders. I'm not even kidding you. Yeah, you got chocolate on your face.
Before
face. Okay.
You're gonna wash your face?
Yes. No.
No. Wash your face down here.
No.
Yeah.
No!
Why, crazy pants? What's the difference?
He wants to brush his teeth.
honestly, let him go. What does he get? What's the worst that's going to happen?
He's squeeze out all the toothpaste?
Dip it in the toilet? Like, anything? But these crazy chicks, like, just the whole, and it's all, this documentary, like, I think mostly focuses on these cyber sleuths because they keep, like, they're looking at these videos and, like, trying to figure out what, you know, happened, like, in the moments leading up to these girls getting murdered. Mm-hmm. And they start, like, investigating, like, people and, like, I mean, like, doxing is probably, like, a hard word, you know, where they, but they're, like, giving out their address and, like, their full name and stuff. And, like, the cops are going, we need tips. Like, tips are coming out all over the place, but we don't need you to be, like, accusing people of doing this crime. Like,
you're probably making it worse,
right? And they, and the cops have to walk this fine line between, like, we appreciate all these tips coming in, but please don't act like you're a fucking investigator. Mm-hmm. Like, we're the cops, we're the investigators. And so then it partially, like, part of the way through the documentary, it comes out that they find the guy, whatever asshole, whatever his name is, and the two girls that are investigators are like, wow, we had never even heard this name before. And it's like, yeah, because you're a person that just lives in life. You're not a investigator or a cop.
I have no idea.
You don't have any of the information.
That is wild.
Yes. It was so hard to watch. Every time she said boots on the ground, I was like, you should just play a game where you take a shot every time this bitch says boots on the ground, because she's acting like she's like really doing something here. Like, we're going to Idaho, we're boots on the ground. And she's like taking, you know, they're all like on TikTok or whatever, taking these videos, and it's like, stop. Yikes. Yeah, get him, Flint. I don't know what to tell you. What's he doing up there?
Brushing his teeth.
Is he doing a good job?
I would hope.
Can you put your hat on your head? Because you're giving me the ick. Patrick did that literally yesterday. His, like, a lion's grain hat. It's, like, a trucker hat. And he had it on just, like, barely on top of his head. But the bill was, like, right here. And the back was, like, sticking way up. I was like, stop it. I hate it. You look disgusting.
That's hilarious.
You look like a 15-year-old boy whose dad is going to buy him a truck when he turns 16. And then you just act like you work on a farm, but really you shop at Buckle and you wear fucking Walmart boots or something. I don't know. I just can't. I cannot with the hat. It's a hat. Wear it on your head, not on top of it. Like, it. Oh, my God.
Graham.
Bye-bye.
I need to go check those cookies.
Yeah, and check your child. Don't put the headphones on the microphone. Thank you. Boots on the ground. I just wonder, though, is it a problem of people are just having too much, like, time in their lives, you know? Like, what does Bullhorn Betty do for work, you know? Just TikTok lives? I mean, I've heard of it happening nowadays, is people are just making a living off of TikTok, just doing TikTok lives out there, you know? I've talked before about the vlog squad. Hi. Hi. How do you still have chocolate on your face, crazy pants? Wow, the sun's really coming out. And it was like thundering when I got here this morning. That's crazy. The big one's going to need picked up from school soon. This is going to be the shortest episode of Midwest Happy Hour ever. Do you have to get Grant from school, or is Flint going to do it?
I don't know. What,
it's 10:20.
I don't have to leave until 10:40.
Okay. It's 10:21, everybody. How much money do you think people make off TikTok Live? Because I don't think that... I think that's what's going on, is it's like... I don't know, Bullhorn Betty. Do you just make money off TikTok, and that makes you think that it's okay what you're doing? Also, it was funny when Patrick and I were on our way back. We passed one of those, like, like van life fucking vans. You know, people are like obviously living in them, and it was like a nice one, like a Mercedes or whatever, Vita or a BMW, and it looked like Brian Laundrie. Like, all the guys that drive those vans look the exact same. Fucking dark hair, Ray-Ban glasses, like, mustache, and like a baseball cap. That's not a real baseball cap. It's one of those, like, flimsy ones or whatever, you know, and a white Nike sweatshirt. Just like, how do all these motherfuckers look the same? But that, I just don't, even if somebody in our town, like, murdered someone or something, I'm not going to go to their house and be like, hey, how dare you? You know, like, your son is a killer. Like, I didn't like it.
Do you think I'm proud of that?
Yeah, like, what is your goal? What is your goal to make these people be like, I confess, I turned him into one. Mm-hmm. When he was a child, I was like, you're gonna be a killer.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It's wild. That whole documentary was infuriating to watch these.
But most of it is, like, just childhood trauma. I wonder, like, what happened with him, though.
Brian,
like,
Laundrie?
Yeah.
Or the...
Because he seemed to be, like...
I don't know, he probably just had anger issues. You know, like, he obviously,
And then he was like, what the heck did I do? And now I need to go off myself as well.
Yeah. Well, obviously, he's a little pussy. He's got a freaking vagina. Because
he felt really bad.
Do you think he felt really bad, or he just didn't want to deal with the consequences?
Probably both.
Maybe he didn't have consequences when he was a kid, so he didn't know how to deal with them. I think discipline is a big part of people's lives, that people just don't get discipline or consequences, and so then they just think that they can go fucking do whatever they want, and then when the consequences happen, they're like, oh, but not me. I don't get in trouble for things. Like, goes back to when we talk about professional, like, sports people or fucking cops, but professional athletes, like, if you're a 6-year-old and you're being told that you're the best of all time and you're the greatest of all time and all the way till you're in your 20s and you're going into, like, the NFL or whatever, it's like, you're the greatest of all time. You just think you can, like, rape people because you're the greatest of all time. Nobody ever told you that. It's...
I think that took a weird turn that I did not think.
But what if Brian Laundrie just thought that he just could kill that lady, and then not? He was like, it won't be that big of a deal.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, then he realized he was going to be in big, big trouble. That's why he went and got ate by alligators.
Yeah.
Sucks to be him. Do you think that was bad? Oh, no, because he probably, like, killed himself and then got ate by alligators. Yeah. And I don't think you're just going out there to be like, come on, alligators.
Yeah.
Come get me.
That'd be wild.
Get me out of here.
Unless he was like, I need punishment.
Yeah. But I want to see the documentary where they're like, thank God for these cyber sleuths. Besides the one, don't fuck with cats.
Yeah.
They did it. But they weren't boots on the ground.
No, they just did it all online.
Which is still crazy. But I don't know. I guess that guy never would have been caught if those people weren't, like, doing their own personal investigations. But I guess I'm not that interested in other people's lives to be. I'm a genius.
Good job. And we're back.
I'm a genius.
Our battery didn't give us a warning that it was going to die.
Usually it goes like, I'm dying. Mm-hmm. And then it dies, but not that time. Not that time at all.
No.
It's fine.
But we can't go too much longer because I do need to go pick up my son.
Yep. So, your Real Housewives is helping with your mental breakdowns? And Flint taking the boys out of the house?
I think it's mostly just Flint taking the boys out of the house. And some time because then I'll take a bath.
Yes.
And play some, like, calming music with the lights off.
Nice. Light some candles.
And just
have the bubbly. Lay there. The only bubbly you're getting is bubble bath.
Yeah. I just keep thinking about how much my life is about to change.
Yay.
And I just, it's a roller coaster of emotions. And I'm going to, like, I'm grateful. Like, there are women out there who have infertility issues.
Right.
And they might think, like, you should just be grateful that you get to have kids because I, like, am going through all these hard times. Like, I can't get pregnant, whatever. And it's like, I feel for you. And that is devastating if that you're someone who wants to have a kid and you're just struggling and having issues. And it's not that I'm not grateful that I'm pregnant. I'm just struggling. And it's okay to, like, not feel good in your pregnancy.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel like garbage and not be happy about it.
The last two, you felt like garbage for the first trimester.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, dandy.
No, but this is different because it was a surprise and there's twins. So, like, it's not just
double.
The dick. It's not just, like, the, I feel like garbage. It's, like, also weighing on me mentally.
Right.
A lot more than what it did on the other two. So, like, I cry a lot more. Like, I'm just crying because it's like, I just don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And again, I feel guilty for them feeling that way. Even though I know everything's going to be okay. It's just like the unknown.
Yeah. You just got to do stuff to do intentional shit.
Mm-hmm.
To make you feel better.
Yeah. And so that's why I've been, like, taking the kids out so I can just be by myself.
Right. That's, you intentionally told him to take the kids out of the house so you can feel better. Just do other stuff too.
I didn't even have to tell him. He's just like, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah. See, there you go. You just gotta do stuff to make
solid.
Sure that yeah.
He's been
you're feeling good.
Keeping the household together.
Well, we know Grant and Graham aren't doing that.
No.
They just they're doing the best to go crazy pants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Some people just give their kids melatonin.
Yeah.
You know, and then just rock out with that. You
perfect.
Know.
Perfect.
Yeah, he can it's just great. Go, goodbye, enjoy your melatonin sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been listening to the Dr. Phil episode, Joe Rogan. He was just on Rogan, like, a couple days ago. It is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's very serious, which just, like, makes me laugh because it's, like, first of all, Joe Rogan makes me laugh, him being serious, because I'm like, you're a fucking comedian. Stay in your lane.
But are you?
Yeah. Like, you're not even really, I mean, you're funny, but.
That's why I don't, like, consider him a comedian. I consider him just, like, a podcaster.
Right, right. I thought you were going to say, like, intellectual or something, and I was going to be like, no. I think he talks out of, like, it bothers me because I listened to him from the beginning, and he used to be, like, fun and, like, interested in learning things, and now he's like, did you know the naked chimp looks crazy or whatever? And it's like, stop telling people stuff. Just shut up and listen and do podcasting. Don't be like, well, did you know that the border crisis is crazy? And it's like, nobody cares except people who should care.
Still.
I mean, it's fine. It just, it bothers me, his attitude. I feel like he thinks that he knows a bunch of stuff.
Well, he does know a lot of stuff now.
Okay.
He's learned so much. Think of all the conversations that he's had with intelligent people
right.
who are in that specific field.
Sure, sure.
He's
right.
had all of these. He's been lucky enough to have all of these conversations. I don't think he, like, thinks he knows all. I think he is like, I know some things. Did you know this?
Yeah, but I don't think that just because somebody tells you stuff that means that like, I don't know. I don't think that him, like, parroting it back.
I feel like you've been really judgy this podcast of people.
Well, maybe that is what's happening. But I don't know. It bothers me the way that he thinks that he, like, knows shit now. Just because you talk to, I get it. You talk to people, you learn stuff. But, like, I don't know. It just, his attitude just fucking bothers me. But so does Dr. Phil's. But that's why I'm listening to this episode, because I think, like, go on with your bad self, Dr. Phil. You've written 9 books. Have you heard my tapes? Have you read my books? Have you seen my tapes? Like, I just think that he's wild too, and I think Dr. Phil does a thing where he, like, once he is kind of like a fucking TikToker or whatever. Like, he does it for the viral moments.
Yeah.
Like, these people are fucking actors and stuff. Like,
for sure. I put Dr. Phil in that category because his show is based on entertainment. It's not based on solving the issue. But that's not what
he says. He's like, I'm helping people. I'm a psychologist and I'm helping people with their psychology.
But you're not, like, because the way you talk to people on your show is like, are you an idiot?
Right, but he's written 9 books on how to live your life better and, like, how, like, they think we're...
And maybe he does, like, off the camera. Maybe he helps them.
Right, but I think it's the same category. It's Joe Rogan are the same. They're the same people. It's entertainment. Stop acting like you're a doctor. No. Like, I don't know. I just, it's been funny to listen to, though, because they're like, the border crisis is crazy and transgender people are ruining America. And it's like, boy, you guys are really, you know, talk about fucking MMA and, like, the Catch Me Outside girl. You know,
please. No, don't, like, talk about her because she was awful.
Oh, you didn't like Bad Baby?
No, she was stupid. I hate people like that. But, like, I think you are part of the problem in our world.
But I think she was acting. I think it's an act. I think it was fake. And Dr. Phil was like, this will be a good, like, viral moment. I'll get her on my show. And I'll, you know, like...
Hmm.
Did you know Angela from 90 Days
was on
Maury?
Yeah.
And I don't know if she was
Maury. Yeah. I saw a clip on Reddit and I was like...
Yeah, you sent it.
What?
Yeah, which I had seen before that. But it's like, yeah, all these people are the same. Like, you're entertainment.
Yeah.
Don't pretend to philosophize me on, like...
I gotta go.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap it up. Let's put a bow on this.
And that's it. That's it, everyone. Everybody, I gotta go pick up my son.
Listen to Joe Rogan.
This one was kind of like all over the place. I don't really know what we talked about.
The Bubba episode.
Yeah.
Because. Yeah. Everybody remember, if you cut holes in your pockets, then you got something to play with.
Perfect.
Yes.
Cheers, everyone.
Love ya.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. You're